Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Shows like 48 Hours, Bones, and Criminal Minds bring us into the world of forensics, albeit dramatized for television audiences. Marymount Manhattan College Associate Professor of Psychology, Cheryl Paradis, tells about her involvement in criminal cases.
My job as a forensic psychologist is like that of a detective, but instead of looking for clues about who did the crime, I look for clues about the criminal mind. I don't examine bloodstains or calculate bullet trajectories. Instead, I go inside the mind of the defendant to understand what drove him or her to commit the crime. The best piece of evidence is the defendant's own words. A confession often shows that the defendant was psychotic when he committed the crime. In one case, a videotape showed a defendant turning to the corner of the room, hearing a voice and answering it. Of course, there was no one in the corner. In another case, I watched a video in which the defendant told the DA that he was an undercover agent who had been sent on a mission to spy on the victim. He calmly explained how he stabbed the victim, but knew the victim would soon, in his words, return from the dead. It is fascinating how popular culture influences defendants' delusions. One defendant told me that he could not talk to his attorney because they were listening. As he told his story, I was struck with the resemblance between his delusion and one of my favorite movies, The Manchurian Candidate. I wasn't surprised when he pulled some papers out of his bag and showed me his writings that included comments about the movie and Denzel Washington's performance as a man with an implanted electronic chip. One of his notes even read, "Welcome to the Matrix."
That was Marymount Manhattan College's Cheryl Paradis. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.